Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, August 21st. 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is State Roundup. More families use religious exemption to opt out of school vaccines. More appeals Trump denial of FEMA aid as cost doubles for WMD floods. More Maryland families are opting for religious exemptions to opt out of school vaccine requirements, despite the no shots, no school, no exceptions policy. Officials are concerned about vaccination rates, especially with the added costs of flu and COVID vaccines. Meanwhile, the cost of flood damage in western Maryland has doubled to $33.7 million, prompting Governor Wes Moore to appeal Trump's denial of FEMA aid. Maryland's budget now includes a 2% surcharge on capital gains taxes, in contrast to Missouri's recent elimination of such taxes. The Red Cross is facing a shortage of blood donors, while federal officials investigate a former Maryland PTA president for embezzling over $900,000. And as juvenile crime rates rise, the debate over holding reckless parents accountable continues. Maryland Commerce Secretary tours Frederick projects, and the Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce expands its reach following the closure of the Baltimore County Chamber of Commerce.
Burning the safety net. Why energy poverty matters most in Maryland. Energy poverty is a harsh reality for millions of Americans, including many in Maryland. Recent federal cuts to programs like LIHEAP are exacerbating the problem, with over 270,000 Maryland households at risk. Governor Wes Moore has taken steps to address the issue, but more needs to be done. Maryland's ambitious climate goals must be met with tangible actions to provide immediate relief to those struggling to pay their utility bills. Energy poverty is not just a statistic, it's a matter of survival for many families in the state. National Family Justice CEO Teresa Sneed to lead critical discussion on family court reform. National Family Justice CEO Teresa Sneed, a leader in trauma-informed reform, will lead a critical discussion on family court reform. The virtual event, hosted by the Truth and Democracy Coalition on September 7, 2025, will address the impact of family courts on children, parents, and constitutional rights. Topics include ensuring justice in family courts, necessary protections for families, and systemic failures that perpetuate coercion and legal abuse. Sneed, author of Lance's Law, advocates for real reforms to support families. National Family Justice is actively involved in transforming family courts by filing amicus briefs, providing resources, and collaborating on reform initiatives nationwide. Join the free event on Zoom to learn more about advocating for justice and fairness in family courts.
Gold holds steady as attention shifts to talks on Ukraine peace. Gold rose and held steady as investors focused on the Washington meeting between Trump, EU leaders, and Zelensky to advance peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. Market expectations for a rate cut dropped to 85% due to rising producer prices. All eyes are on the upcoming central bank leaders' meeting at Jackson Hole, where Chairman Powell will address the potential rate cut. Tor Metals Inc. will be monitoring these meetings closely as they could impact the price of gold. Stay updated on Tor Metals Inc. news at the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides in-depth insights into the mining industry and offers tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers.
State Roundup. Lawmakers question ICE's harsh enforcement tactics, laid off federal workers frozen out by state finances. Venerated political journalist Jules Witkover dies. Maryland lawmakers and advocates confronted ICE's Baltimore field office director, questioning harsh enforcement tactics targeting immigrants. Governor Wes Moore's efforts to hire laid-off federal workers collided with state budget realities. Fagan Harris, Moore's chief of staff, will head the Abel Foundation, succeeding Bob Embry. Developers of a power line project seek U.S. Marshals protection in Maryland due to threats. Attorney General Anthony Brown joins lawsuits against the Trump administration. Republicans, including Representative Andy Harris, consider community earmarks for local projects. Water cremation gains traction in Maryland, dissolving bodies into amino acids and sugars. Venerated political journalist Jules Whitcover dies at 98, known for his well-sourced political reporting and books on politics.
Move Artists announces 7 new Board of Advisors members ahead of fall 2025 launch. Today, Move Artists announced 7 new appointments to its Board of Advisors, a major step toward the initiative's fall launch. Powered by the Drake Institute of Women's Policy, Move Artists aims to boost voter registration and turnout through artistic works. Founder Destiny Drake West stated, "Art moves people, and people move communities forward." The board includes leaders from arts, education, law, and business, such as former Kennedy Center VP Sarah Wilbur and global arts executive Ian Alden Russell. These appointments are effective immediately for a 2-year term on the Move Artists Board of Advisors.
23 unions unite to organize Knott's Berry Farm workers. 23 trade unions, along with the Orange County Labor Federation, have joined forces to create the Unite Knott's Coalition, aiming to organize and advocate for all Knott's Berry Farm workers. Despite being part of an $8 billion corporation, many frontline employees struggle to make ends meet on wages as low as $15 to $18 per hour. The coalition, led by Teamsters Joint Council 42 President Chris Griswold, is fighting for fair wages, safe staffing levels, and worker representation. By uniting unions representing tens of thousands of workers, Unite Knott's is working to ensure every Knott's employee has access to decent pay and working conditions. Learn more at uniteknotts.com. Minnesota Court of Appeals allows public housing residents' civil rights case against the City of Minneapolis and the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority to move forward. On August 18, 2025, the Minnesota Court of Appeals allowed a civil rights case against the City of Minneapolis and the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority to proceed. The court ruled that the city and MPHA are not immune from the residents' claims, which allege a failure to provide necessary services and quality housing. The lawsuit, led by residents Kimberly Lowry and Jean Harris, accuses the city of violating the Minnesota Human Rights Act by neglecting inspections of public housing. The court's opinion emphasized the importance of holding the city and MPHA accountable for alleged failures in licensing and inspections, ensuring public housing residents receive the same services as private renters. This decision marks a significant step forward for the case, allowing residents to seek justice for long-standing grievances.
Smuggled mercury highlights the magnitude of illicit Amazon gold mining. Recent reports reveal that mercury is being smuggled into illegal gold mining areas in the Amazon, with 4 metric tons seized at the Callao port terminal in Peru by Sunat. This seizure prevented further harm to health and the environment. The high price of gold fuels this illicit trade, causing damage to biodiversity and health concerns to rise. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. are urged to stick to approved practices. Mining Newswire, a specialized platform, covers developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering tailored corporate communication solutions to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers.
Feds target Maryland ticket broker in alleged price gouging scheme. The Federal Trade Commission has filed a lawsuit against Maryland ticket reseller Key Investment Group, accusing the company of using fake accounts and other tactics to buy and resell hundreds of thousands of tickets for events like Taylor Swift's Eras Tour and Bruce Springsteen's 2023 shows. The FTC alleges that Key Investment Group violated the Better Online Ticket Sales Act by acquiring nearly 380,000 tickets and reselling them for a profit. This case marks a significant test of the 2016 law aimed at preventing scalpers from using automated software to manipulate ticket markets. FTC Chairman Andrew N. Ferguson emphasized the agency's dedication to protecting consumers from unfair ticket practices, stating that those who exploit fans through anti-competitive means will face consequences. Key Investment Group has denied the allegations, arguing that its actions were in line with industry standards. The lawsuit comes amidst increased government scrutiny of the live events industry, particularly regarding ticketing practices. The BOTS Act, passed in 2016, prohibits the use of automated tools to bypass ticket purchase limits, but enforcement has been limited until now.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.